And. There's more to it than that. This is the commandment of God. Believe. Yes, believe. And then add to your faith. Virtue to virtue. Knowledge. Knowledge. Temperance. Temperance. Kindness to kindness. Love. Love is built at the top of all those things. And in love is righteousness and no sin. Now, how can you say you love your brethren as you go off to fornicate? Like a minister. Think about those ministers who've been caught in all these extremes of sin, usually sex. I guess that's the way Satan likes to mock Christ, you know? By putting guys upon whom the name of Christ is set in the view of people. And they become these well-known people who are, Jesus Christ, Jesus, 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 and they call on his name. And then Satan, there he knows, oh, they're mine. And then he exposes them, you know, like, here's the guy who was, you know, railing against homosexuals, and I get him caught in the bathroom stall with one, because he is one. Or he's the doer of it. You know, whatever. Hey, as long as you do the works, you are the works. Okay? You stop the work. You know, as long as I work iniquity, I'm the worker of iniquity. He that is guilty of one is guilty of all. If I just go out and do some minor sin, quote unquote minor, as if there's such a thing, I'm guilty of sodomy. I'm guilty of all those things. And people don't understand that concept. That's from James. Go study James. I got it on my website. So, he says, we will assure our hearts before him. We know we're of the truth if we have love. You know, we're going to assure our hearts before him if we have love. Because love is the consummation of all other things that are good in God. You know, when God puts love in us, it's like it's built up. It's not like the final, like the last thing you get is love. Up to that point, you're hating. Well, we have, everything's given in measure. And the whole thing is built up together. But without all the parts working together, the whole is not whole. And what I mean is your love is incomplete as long as the other things are incomplete. I have all confidence in that. He knows all things. So if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart, and he knows our heart. He knows our conscience. He knows what's in it, and he will judge us by it. But if our heart does not condemn us, we say, well, I feel totally not guilty. There's a lot of people say, I'm a good person. Yeah, but they're always one way or the other. Your subconscious is proving you a liar. Because you'll do something. Sometimes people say, I hate religious people who always push their views on other people. And then they're always pushing their view on other people. You know? I don't push my views on people. You just turn them off. I don't come running in your television set. It's going to be on the internet, but you have to go. You click on it. Besides, I'm not pushing it. I'm just teaching it. You know, I guess it's all a push. I mean, right? You know, we're all pushing each other's beliefs on each other. Well, believe me, I don't want to push on anyone who doesn't want to receive it. You know? If you don't, I don't want to cause you a lot of grief. Please, stop. I don't want to make people's lives miserable. I just want to find the people to whom this news is good and exciting. They've wanted to walk in righteousness, but people kept telling them it couldn't be done. Those are the people I want to reach because I want to give you the help you need. If our heart condemn us not, God is greater, you know, then we have confidence toward God. Not false confidence. Because some people, they feel like, my heart doesn't confident. The heart is deceitful above all things, the scriptures say. Who can know it? I mean, you don't even know what's in your own heart. Because like I said, you excuse someone and you don't even see the fact that you're a hypocrite. You do the same thing. You don't even know it. You know, you accuse someone of doing wrong, right? And you do the same thing, but you don't even see the correlation. You don't see that, well, wait, what I do is really just like that. And I condemn that person. The heart is deceitful. You can't even judge your own heart. But God is greater than your heart, and he can judge it. He knows it. He can try it. But if our heart is true, and pure, with a pure heart, scriptures talk about having a pure heart, pure love, pure this, pure that, purify yourself. If your heart does not condemn you, God looks on it and he looks in there and he sees perfection. No condemnation. Everything you do is right in your own sight and in the sight of God. Then whatever you ask, you receive of him. Because you keep his commandments. And you do those things that are, you're walking in unity with the will of God. And anything you ask, you will receive. See, I'm like, you know, it's like, the things I ask, I know I'm going to receive. Because God has already promised them. I don't ask riches. I don't ask things that God hasn't promised. Now, I have a certain expectation. It's like, yeah, he said, you know, if I seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, he'll add the things I need, which was food, clothing, and necessities. I know he's going to add that stuff to me. I seek his kingdom. That's the thing I seek. And I ask for it. If I'm walking with a perfect heart, I'm going to receive everything I want. Things I really want. Righteousness, godliness, the divine nature. I want to partake of that. I want eternal life. I want to live forever. I don't want to live forever as I am, though. I want to live forever as he is. I want to be like him. I want to have what he has. I mean, I want my behavior to be like his behavior. I want to think like he thinks. I want to have the mind of Christ. And live eternally in that. I submit myself to it. Because it is God that works in me to will and do his pleasure. God is at work in me to make me do things. I'm glad to partake of it. Because I'll tell you what, though I'm predestined and all that, and it's sort of like, in a way, Paul, you say we're like robots? Yeah, in a way, but you know what? I'm a self-conscious robot. I'm a... You know, we still adhere to certain basic programming. I don't care what anyone says. You know, we have our ways, but God steps in and alters it. Like I said, the Pharisees, they probably had the wisdom to not crucify Christ, but when the time came to crucify Christ, God hid it from them. The Council of Gamaliel either wasn't there or failed. I don't think he was even there, actually.